ABC News.
Venetoclax was a drug that was developed based on scientific discoveries at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute in the 1980s, that some cancer cells evade the normal process of cell death by overexpressing a particular protein called BCL2. This drug, venetoclax, binds to and negates the action of that BCL2 protein, allowing cancer cells to die in the way that they were destined to.
So venetoclax has been used in two separate trials so far. Can you tell us in some detail about the results of those trials?
Yes. So venetoclax on its own was first used in patients back in 2011. What's new about these trials that are published is that we're now moving to the next phase and using venetoclax in combination with other targeted drugs. So the first trial was in the setting of a form of leukemia called chronic lymphocytic leukemia that had returned or was resistant to chemotherapy. And here venetoclax was used with an antibody treatment called rituximab, and it was compared against our best available chemotherapy. And the venetoclax combination proved to be profoundly superior. So it more than doubled the likelihood of patients remaining well with their leukemia under control at 2 years after starting treatment, and it greatly increased the percentage of patients where we could find no detectable leukemia in their blood at all, 84% compared to 23% with the chemotherapy, and it halved the risk of patients dying. And it achieved these very favourable outcomes with good tolerability and, in fact, with fewer side effects than our chemotherapy. So it really should lead to the replacement of chemotherapy in this particular setting in leukemia where the disease has returned despite previous treatment.
Those results seem pretty remarkable as a layperson. Were you surprised by the level of success?
I'd been involved in treating patients with venetoclax since 2011, so I'm a strong believer in how effective it's been. But seeing it prove that potential in such a large global study, this was conducted in 20 countries in 109 sites with nearly 400 patients. So seeing it prove its potential in such a robust manner was very, very gratifying, very heartening. And our next step is to make sure that we can have this readily available for patients here in Australia and globally. And the regulatory submissions to enable that are well underway.
So do you expect then that venetoclax could be replacing chemo in terms of treating leukemia in the next few years?
Yes, potentially even closer than that. In this particular setting of chronic lymphocytic leukemia, the data here is very robust. And as I mentioned, the submissions for regulatory agencies here and around the world are underway, and I hope that they're seen favourably and can make the drug available sooner than the next few years.
It was trialled on advanced leukemia patients. Could it be used at an earlier stage of the disease or for other forms of cancer?
They're two excellent questions, and those trials are still ongoing. In the setting of earlier phases of disease, those studies, we're awaiting those results. So we don't yet know whether it will prove superior in that setting. The second part of your question about its applicability to other cancers, the second study led by Associate Professor Con Tam was also published this week using a different combination, so venetoclax and another oral targeted agent called ibrutinib, in a different form of blood cancer. This is a form of lymphoma called mantle cell lymphoma. And in this setting where either of these drugs on their own may be expected to achieve excellent outcomes in only 20% of patients, when we use them in combination, firstly, we're able to do that safely, which is an important first step. But I think more impressively, more than 70% of the patients treated with that combination, we were unable to detect any residual lymphoma. So this proved that the combination of venetoclax here with another drug is able to have broad applicability outside of the leukemia setting here in a particular type of lymphoma. ABC News.